the lady at the library didn't have enough money to pay her late fee, so I helped her with everything I had.
That's great. When you did that, you served her like Jesus would. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you remember the story in the Bible of the widow who gave two small coins to the temple? None of the disciples thought that that was a big deal since it was hardly any money. But Jesus knew that was all the widow had and that God could still use it for his plan. Do you ever feel like what you do to serve God isn't good enough or important enough? Well, just remember the widow's gift and know that God can use even a little to do great things. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Our story today is called Lacey's Little Coins. Lacey zipped her backpack and skipped toward the library's exit. She had always loved books, and today's field trip with her class meant she could finally get her own library card. As Lacey waited to check out a few novels, an older woman spoke with the librarian about rechecking a book. She didn't have enough money with her to pay for her overdue fines, so the librarian explained that she'd have to return the book. Lacey wanted to help. She dug in her school bag for coins. "Here you go," Lacey said, handing over 20 cents, all the money she had in her backpack. "Thank you, dear," the woman smiled at Lacey, "but I'm afraid that's not enough to cover my fine." The librarian looked at Lacey for a moment, then held out her hand for the coins. "It's all right," she said. "If you just pay part of your fine, you can check something out." The woman beamed. "Now I can finish my book." Excited about this chance to help, Lacey shared the story with her friends as they walked back to school. "It's just 20 cents, Lacey. No big deal," Eden replied, walking away. Lacey's joy faded. "I guess it wasn't anything special after all," she told herself. "Lacey, are you okay?" Mr. Sawyer asked as they returned to class. "Well, I did feel happy, but now, not so much." Lacey explained to Mr. Sawyer how she'd wanted to help the elderly woman at the library. Then she added that Eden had reminded her such a small amount of money hadn't been so important. "Lacey, you've trusted Jesus to forgive your sins, haven't you?" Mr. Sawyer asked. Lacey nodded. "Well, when you trusted in him, he gave you the Holy Spirit, who is working in your life to make you more like Jesus. He has given you a desire to serve others. That's what you did today, and you did it with joy. You gave all the money you had with you to help this lady. You really blessed her." Lacey smiled. "Thanks, Mr. Sawyer." She walked to her desk. "I'm going to put more coins in my backpack tonight so I can help somebody else next time I visit the library." Well, how about you? Do you ever wonder if you can make a difference? When we begin a relationship with Jesus by trusting in him for the forgiveness of our sins, we join him in the work he does on earth. Whether you have a little or a lot, you can show God's love to others and bring him glory. It isn't how much you have that makes a difference. It's the love and faith you display in your life as the Holy Spirit works in your heart. That's what matters to God. Our key verse today is Luke 21, verse 3.
"I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them."
And our key thought for Sunday, even a little makes a difference. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.